Ewan Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tong is here to explain how his therapy, called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Now, by cure, we mean that the NBE method can not only treat pain, fatigue, and depression, but also the flu, infections, skin disorders, respiratory disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, emotional problems, and even cancer without the use of drugs or surgery. This is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in the last century of medicine. In the past, we have been proving this claim with remarkable cases, and we continue to confirm this most incredible advance every week with new cases. This may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a single cure for a degenerative disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to cure nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because drugs only treat symptoms and not the underlying cause of the disease, whereas Dr. Tong's NBE method corrects the underlying ailment. Listen to our show to hear how Dr. Tong can help you enjoy better health through nutrition and lifestyle adjustments. Check out our website, drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to past shows. Now you can search for Western Diagnoses. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. All right, Dr. Tong, how are you doing today?
Good.
All right, should we get to our first guest?
Sure.
Okay. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Doing great, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Thanks for taking the time today to share your story.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Before John gets started, I want to just say that he actually saw Dr. Tong about a year ago, was that?
Maybe a little bit longer.
Okay. So what happened the first time, before you came to see Dr. Tong the first time?
I played a lot of sports in college, and I always had shoulder pain, but then the past few years it just got really unbearable, my right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was, I couldn't even lift it. I went to orthopedic doctors, I went to a very good sports medicine doctor,
mm-hmm,
that I thought, and they did MRIs on it, x-rays, and
mm-hmm,
thought I had a torn rotator cuff,
mm-hmm,
and the MRIs didn't show that at all.
Right.
I just showed that, you know, it was mild tendonitis, and
right,
it was pretty unbearable. I mean, I couldn't even throw a wadded up piece of paper across the room. It was just pretty hard to even brush my hair, comb my hair.
So how long did this problem, how long did you have this problem?
Oh, it was, I would say, a couple years.
Wow.
The so pain was pretty intense.
2 years, and was this constant pain or just periodically when you
Periodically, I mean, I had cortisone shots that would, you know, alleviate it for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, the one orthopedic wanted to go in and do arthroscopic surgery, and I'm like, well, what do you want to scope it for? There's really, you know, there's no tear, nothing showing up. He said, well, we can go in there and, you know, take a look at it, and, you know, I'm like, I really don't want anybody...
You don't really want to tear into your shoulder.
Or help to buy his Mercedes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
I heard about Dr. Tong, saw his cable show, and I said, well, let me give it a shot, and after just a couple of treatments, it was unbelievable. I mean, I had complete range of motion in my shoulder, felt great. I was back in the gym lifting weights, able to comb my hair with no pain.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, and I was feeling really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the point. I've been claiming that all chronic pains, most of the time, 99% of the time, are very easy to treat and relieve. And we were talking about that officer that committed suicide because his doctor was telling him that he cannot improve anymore. That is just very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could have got rid of the pain very easily, and like I will prove it again and again and again.
So two treatments, and you already playing sports again?
I would say it was, you know, three to four treatments,
mm-hmm,
and
Yeah, full range motion, much better.
Felt good, was back playing golf, back in the weight room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lifting weights where before I just couldn't even.
And that was for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, and then about the last year before I came to see you was when it was really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I live with it.
And you wonder how come the medical profession doesn't want to know, doesn't want to learn this at all.
Well, it just surprised me that they wanted to go in and scope my shoulder.
I guess probably one of the reasons is because they earn more money that way.
Exactly.
Yes.
So then you didn't come to see Dr. Tong for about over a year again, right?
Right.
And then did the pain return? Or?
A little bit, yeah. I was playing golf, and my shoulder felt great. I was playing golf, and then a couple hours afterward, maybe a few weeks ago, it just tightened up. It was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Dr. Tong's office the next morning, and they got me in, and literally that one treatment, I was fine.
Yes.
Wow.
I went on vacation the next week, and it was fine.
One of the reasons why your problem returned is partly because you did not learn to maintain your balance.
Mm-hmm.
And you stopped your supplement, and
right.
you really did not need a supplement, except your lifestyle is kind of stressful.
Right.
And you were on the road all the time,
right.
And you do not watch your diet and so forth.
Exactly.
So if you took the supplement, you would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I've been back to see you now a couple times a week, and it's feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And your wrist.
Oh, my wrist, too. My wrist, I hurt my wrist. I studied Taekwondo, and I'd fallen on my wrist, and I thought I broke it, but the x-rays were negative. I went in to see Dr. Tong for my wrist, and he's given me a few injections, and that's progressively getting better as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's another point. Your wrist x-ray was normal. Your shoulder was normal. Well, how come you have problem? Here's, you know, all these tests, blood tests, x-ray, MRI, really does not show the cause of your problem. It only show same physical symptoms. And the physical symptom and the pain are both caused by bad circulation and blocked energy flow. And that's not detected by conventional tests.
Right.
I know after I see you, Dr. Tong, I sleep a lot better at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I sleep great now.
Yeah, we do not just treat the pain. We treat you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. It's just, I can't say enough. It's just been, that one sports medicine doctor said, I said, well, what's the worst case scenario? You go in and scope my shoulder. And he says, well, you know, you live with the pain. He said, there's nothing wrong, and you just live with the pain. I'm like,
what?
Well, that doesn't
sound. That is wrong. What do you mean, nothing wrong? You're feeling the pain. That is something wrong.
Yeah.
They just don't know it.
Because
that's
they can't see it, doesn't mean there's nothing
right.
wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the second time, also, it took much faster for it to heal. It
oh, yeah.
didn't take as long.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. I got concerned that I because I didn't think I did anything to injure it.
Mm-hmm.
Just came on a few hours after I played golf and had a hard time sleeping that night. The pain was pretty bad, but boom, the next day, saw Dr. Tong that evening. I was fine.
Right, and so.
How's the stress without treatment?
Not good.
Oh.
Without treatment. When I get your treatment, though, I have a pretty stressful job. I travel a lot. I'm on airplanes a lot. And I just feel I have a lot of energy. I mean, the minute I leave your office.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as soon as I walk out of there.
Yes.
That's great.
Every time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, John, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, and I just want to encourage anybody out there that's even remotely having any second thoughts, just make an appointment to see Dr. Tong, because
right.
You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain.
Right.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom From Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. If you just heard that story, that was John, who had 2 years of pain playing softball, went to orthopedic doctors, sports medicine physicians, had MRIs, x-rays, showed nothing wrong, but he was in pain. After 2-3 treatments with Dr. Tong, he had complete range of motion. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, our next guests are on the line. Shall we get to them?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hi, Donnie and Lisa.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
You
yes.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie and Lisa were on our show, show number 26, March 24th, if you guys want to hear their stories. They were also past patients of ours who didn't come for about a year and came back. And we're just going to update our listeners on how you guys are doing.
Well, I tell you, I'm feeling a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that I've actually been through,
mm-hmm.
with having a back injury and playing football for a long period of time and
mm-hmm.
messing up my knees pretty bad,
mm-hmm.
and almost not being able to walk up a flight of stairs
mm-hmm.
until I met Dr. Tong. And then he had talked to me and told me some of the things in which he does, and I was actually scheduled to have some surgery on my knee.
Mm.
After talking with him, I took a chance and said, you know what, I understand some of the things that he is telling me. They totally made sense to me, and I decided not to actually go through with the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked on my legs for, I'd say, probably about 2 months, and within like a 2 week period, I had started to feel better. And then
mm-hmm.
after 2 months, I really started to feel better.
How's your strength?
Oh, incredible now.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, I used to be able to squat about 900 pounds, and after I got injured, I wasn't able to squat nothing but just a bar and 245-pound weight
mm-hmm.
on the side. But after I started working with Dr. Tong, I told him I did some leg presses, and I kept stacking weights on it, and I couldn't believe how strong my legs had gotten
mm-hmm.
Just from him opening up the channels and stuff, and just me doing the herbs and the pills and stuff. It helped me drastically,
because
mm-hmm. I tell you, I was in pretty bad shape.
Well, listen, Donnie was drafted by the Oakland Raiders, and you went to camp to play for them and get injured. That's why you did not make the team. Is that correct?
Yeah, I went to the combine, and I tell you, the first day I was there, I was doing pretty good, and all of a sudden I ran out and turned and tried to go upfield. My cleat got stuck in the ground, and it spent my knee all the way around.
Oh, God.
And, wow.
I went all the way through the camp, didn't tell anybody anything. I got in a truck, and I told my wife that, you know what, I think I'm hurt. And she said, she looked down at my knee, and it had swelled up at about as big as my head.
oh, my goodness.
Just cringed at that time. I was so disappointed
through
all kinds of depression. And another thing, too, Dr. Tong actually helped me with the depression.
Mm.
That there was tough. I went through depression for about a whole year, not even wanting to look at a weight. I gained a lot of weight, too. And on top of that, went through a lot of other problems. But, you know, after he had, and another thing was, one day, Lisa was there, and she was feeling real, real emotional, and it was like she was unbalanced. And I tell you, Dr. Tong did a shot on her, and
right.
all of a sudden, it was like the channels opened up. She was crying at one time, and all of a sudden, she stopped crying.
And her tear dries up.
And it was...
She was smiling right afterwards.
I'm going to let her give you a little bit of what she actually went through and how it's helped her, too. She's right here. Hold on one second.
Hi, Lisa.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yes.
Just got back from a trip to Seattle, and normally when I travel, I tend to get pretty sick, but as you know, the last time I came to see you, I had been suffering from a sinus and an ear infection for about 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, had gone to all the traditional doctors who continued to give me more and more medicine, which continued to do absolutely nothing.
Right.
And came in, and after one treatment, I was able to breathe, I'd say probably 90% clearer.
Mm-hmm.
My ears started to drain. My sore throat started to go away. But one of the side effects was something I've never, ever seen in my life. I had been going through an awful lot of stress at work and had made a very bad financial investment
mm-hmm.
and was just very, very distraught over it and wasn't sure I was going to get my money back. And I was pretty close to hysterics. It was a rather large sum of money.
Right.
And when Dr. Tong gave me one of the injections, I felt a rush in my body. I felt tingling from the top of my head down to my feet, and the most overwhelming sense of calmness I've ever felt in my entire life my face went from beet red and tears streaming and just acting silly and blubbering. My tears dried up. The redness in my face went away, and I was absolutely calm. Haven't worried about it since. Actually ended up kidding.
That was an incredible sight, too, for Donnie and I. We were there.
Donnie stood there and watched the whole thing and said he had never in his life seen anything like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I went from being hysterical to absolutely calm, with no worries, with complete contentment.
Within seconds.
It happened immediately.
Just like Carmen, she said that she was shift gear.
It was incredible. I had never seen, not only had I never seen anything like that, I had never experienced anything like that.
You're so much calmer than you used to be.
Oh my God.
The way you talk right now, we wish you were in the show before to see how jittery you were, used to be.
Well, also remember some of the other reasons that I came to you was the hormone imbalance.
Yes.
And I had been, since the time my husband and I were married, I've had 6 surgeries for endometriosis, and finally the doctors wanted to do a hysterectomy.
Right.
And I was not going to have that, and by luck, or as the universe may have it, I came upon you, and out of sheer desperation came to you, and within a couple of treatments, I had been bleeding for probably 3 months straight.
Right.
The bleeding stopped. My hormones have regulated. I used to suffer tremendous amounts of depression, high highs and low lows, no middle ground whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm probably middle most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you sound like it.
You're not on any hormones right now, right?
Not on any hormones whatsoever. Mm-hmm. The doctors had given me all different kinds of pills to take, and finally at their wit's end, they really didn't know what to do, so they recommended a hysterectomy.
Right.
Mm.
And you said no.
Because you want a kid.
I'm 40. We still plan to have kids, and I'm not going to do some kind of invasive surgery.
Right.
Just because they don't know what else to do for me.
Well, another thing we want to talk about, Lisa, is Dr. Tong provides services for patients that who request it. He does feng shui with his associate, and
absolutely.
I understand last week they went to your house, and why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened?
My husband and I just purchased a new home,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Tong and his associate came over and did a very, very detailed study of not only every single room in the house, but inside, but outside, walked the block,
mm-hmm.
Gave us some information that was just astounding,
mm-hmm.
Categorized myself, my personality, my work habits,
right.
my husband's,
mm-hmm.
which was absolutely right on.
Yeah, and then also your relationship together as well, right?
Absolutely.
And with your friends, your mm-hmm. gossiping friends. And
oh,
my God.
Unfortunately, yes, we both seem to have that perpetuating on our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And with a detailed plan and some slight variations, nothing that was very expensive, nothing that was very time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
What's really nice is Dr. Tong worked with what we had.
Right.
He didn't say, spend $1 million and pay this wall down and do that. He really worked within our parameters of what we could and couldn't do,
mm-hmm.
and with some slight variations.
Have you noticed
relationships on my job have gotten better?
Really?
I received some money in the mail.
No kidding.
Which was a wonderful surprise.
And Donnie felt a lot of changes, that people told me.
Donnie has been experiencing some wonderful changes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually has had another job offer, which came out of the blue.
Wow.
We were very, very stressed with moving into the new house.
Mm-hmm.
And a sense of calmness has kind of come over us. Mm-hmm. That, everything will be taken care of. You just have to have faith and
give you your time, because you have done it with other people, and I'll explain how feng shui work.
It's incredible.
Right.
Yes.
Now, there's a lot of, I think for our listeners, there are a lot of misconceptions about feng shui. Some people think it's a religious thing, and Dr. Tong, I think, we'd like Dr. Tong to clarify this, because there's no mysticism involved in this at all.
And not only that, my husband and I are both very strong Christians.
Right.
Yes.
So, obviously, anything that appeared to be, cult, cultish or odd or, you know, really weird. We were not going to have any of
right.
that.
But there was
Let me ask you, it's not a cult, okay?
It's absolutely not. It's just
I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is, okay?
Right.
It is applying the same principle of Chinese medicine to the dwelling.
Right. Exactly.
The body is one energy system consists of many living cells.
Mm-hmm.
The family is more of those living cells than living human.
Correct.
Okay, it's bringing the chi. When I treat you, you're bringing the chi in your system to make you calm, make you strong. And what we do in feng shui is the same thing, bringing the chi into the house.
Right.
And every corner we look at, number one, the sunlight, the air, the magnetic field, the color, and finally the location. The location is important because the earth turns. That's how the electromagnetic field are affected.
Absolutely.
Every scientific, because I'm writing a book about this, I just found out that it is, after being exposed to it for many years, the last couple of years, I finally realized it is the same thing as Chinese medicine,
right.
And that is so exciting.
Absolutely.
Except you're applying it to the house.
Well, let me tell you a little byproduct of Dr. Tong's visit.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Choi Poodle, Molly, who is 6 pounds. She thinks she's a pit bull.
Yeah.
She tends to be really overactive and pretty crazy, and she barks and she tends to scream. I mean, just, you would think it was a baby crying, screaming constantly, and when people knock at the door, she runs and leaps, and she's uncontrollable.
Right.
When Dr. Tong came in and his associate, I'd say within maybe 10 minutes, they just gently spoke to her and were petting her. She was the calmest I'd ever seen in the 7 years that I've had her. She laid down next to Dr. Tong's feet and gazed up at him, was absolutely calm. I'm telling you, I would give anything in this world to have him over here every day like that.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I suggested the feng shui service for you was for your infertility.
Absolutely.
You have endometriosis, and I say, since I treat both of you, I think the chance is good, but you apply something to your house, the chance is going to be higher.
Absolutely.
We will definitely follow you up, and if you get any good news, and hopefully you'll bring some good news later.
Right.
You guys will be the second one to know.
Yes, the second one to know, yes. Yeah.
Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time. Your story is just incredible and just such a joy to hear.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, everything that I say about Dr. Tong, he has just been a total godsend and just a lifesaver.
Thank you.
I have been through, like I said, I've been through 6 surgeries. I've been through a lot of stuff. And he really, truly has a complete concept of mind and body together. And I feel very fortunate that I met him and that he's been able to help me through not only some of the hardest times in my life, but, you know, the saddest times in my life. And
That's good.
I feel very, very good about that.
Yeah. You sound like you're balanced.
Seth.
Yeah, thanks for being so grateful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was Donnie and Lisa. The first time on our show number 26, March 24th, you can check that out on our website. Great improvements, and they're like probably the first case that we have our introduction to another section of Dr. Tong's program is the Feng Shui Service.
Next week we'll bring another person.
Right.
Actually have some really fantastic result.
Right.
His skill. He was on a show before.
Right.
And you'll hear some incredible results since we did his shop for him and see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is why we have, I provide services. Most of the time, your physical ailments and sickness come from emotional stress or social and financial stress.
Right.
In the past, before I learned this, I say I can help you to make you handle stress better, but I cannot change your stress.
Mm-hmm.
Not true anymore.
Right.
I can make your financial stress better also.
Right.
And this
just
is
balancing
honest.
It's balancing the home, creating harmony wherever there's any disharmony.
Yes.
Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, we had a caller who had a question. Tess, I think you had cancer, uterine cancer, and then a hysterectomy, and you're not sure if they got it all. And your question is, can Dr. Tong help? She doesn't want radiation, which is very smart. You're very smart for that. Dr. Tong, why don't you answer
that
question?
Yes, I can help you, and you are very right. They can never get all the cancer. Mm-hmm. Everybody, every single person, even healthy person,
has
cancer cell in the body,
right.
But it's not detectable because our immune system is suppressing it. Our
exactly.
mind-body healing mechanism is keeping it in check. Secondly, removing the cancer, you have not treated the disease that caused the
right.
cancer.
Why does the cancer appear?
Why the cancer mm-hmm. appear, okay? Just like a water that start getting a water stain and then start bulging out, and then you remove the wall. You haven't treated the problem at all.
Right.
Okay? You just see the symptoms. You need to correct the underlying source, the problem that caused the cancer. And cancer has a lot to do with your diet, especially refined sugar.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese call it damp.
Right.
I can help you, and you'll feel better right away, and do not just get misled that your cancer is removed, that your problem is treated.
Right.
Not treated.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in listening to a case with this same kind of problem, Nancy, it's show number 28, April
yes.
7th. She had a cervical dysplasia cancer, and now her pap is normal. And part of the reason you said, Dr. Tom, that she had this problem is because she used to drink
so much soda
Pepsi, about a six-pack a day.
Yes.
Per day.
And next week, I hope to try to get Jerry. Jerry had a prostate cancer,
mm-hmm.
and it was skin and bones. He's much better. And in fact, recently he checked his PSA,
and
that's normal.
Right. And Jerry, he is on show number 24, March 10th, if you're interested in checking that out.
Yes.
Okay, and a couple of comments on this week's register. On May 21st, there's May 25th. There was a liver transplant failure. Okay, this
liver transplant is not the right treatment for anything.
Right.
Okay, because you're using the wrong part. How
mm-hmm.
do you know it's using the wrong part? Because the rejection by the body,
right.
nature tells you that you are doing something
right.
wrong.
So
just like when you put the wrong engine, a Chevrolet engine in Mercedes, and you got the knocking noise,
mm-hmm.
okay? The noise tells you that you're using the wrong part,
mm-hmm.
and you don't use insulation to suppress the noise
right.
and hope that it's right. So you're using chemotherapy to suppress the host versus
right.
the graft rejection.
And we have a show that
ridiculous.
Right, a liver transplant avoidance, right,
yes.
which is show number 29, April 14th. Check that out on our website.
Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. Listen to previous shows on our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com under the radio show heading in the left column. You'll find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured. The list is endless. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. But if you make an appointment today before 2 o'clock, you'll receive a free gift. Call us now at 714-556-8664. Next week, we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.